I'm Sherry Harbaugh, and today's topic will be singleness, intimacy, and community. As single persons, we have the need for intimacy and connection with others. We also may have a special need for community if there is no primary relationship in our lives. To introduce this whole subject, what I'd like to do is to put some words up on this whiteboard that come from you as you think about these three words: singleness, intimacy, and community. And we're going to start with singleness, because even that word singleness doesn't necessarily mean the same thing to each of us. And so to get a better idea in the context of this community that's gathered here at this time, I think it would be important to just get a feeling for who's here and what the thoughts and feelings are about these particular words, and then we'll move on from there. When we say the word singleness, what are some of the things that come to mind? The words or
alone.
The types of of singleness? Alone? Okay, what else?
Separateness.
Growth.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Freedom.
Independence.
Okay, what else? Anything else?
Choosing.
Selfish.
Anything else?
Spontaneous.
What else?
Self-contained.
Okay. Anything else?
Incomplete.
We'll start to fill in here. There's not enough room on the board. Okay, what else?
Rejection.
Anything else?
Isolated.
Anything else?
Individual.
Sometimes forgotten.
What else?
Frequently lonely.
No more space.
You can write over the top. Our thoughts often get written over the top.
Okay.
Not whole sometimes.
Okay, we've got one up here that says incomplete, similar. But we'll put that one too, because that may have a little different connotations.
A threat.
I hope some of you can read sideways.
Anger.
What else?
Available.
Because my single friends are always available in my mind, but it isn't true.
Okay.
It could even be despair.
Despair. Okay. What else?
Needy.
want to keep this room here. Anything else?
Well, I think there's never married, divorced, and widowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we use the word always single instead of never married? Okay. Always single. Widow and divorced. Are there any other kinds of single? Yes.
Opportunity.
Opportunity is another word.
I'm trying to think of something also that deals with meditative, being alone, being opportunities, meditation, and I can't think of a word.
Contemplative?
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other kinds of situations of singleness besides always single, widowed, or divorced?
There's a monastery.
Dad.
I'm thinking more of a situation where someone really considers themselves to be part of a primary relationship, so coupled in a sense, but yet legally or in the community seen as single. So in some ways, even though it's perhaps always single, it's still a little different kind of category, and it may be a continuum sort of thing that we need to be looking at.
Pardon? Doing your own thing.
Doing your own thing. And
living together but not married, I guess, would be what that'd be.
Well, that
you just part of the thing.
And the other side of what you were saying, many are legally married, but actually are single.
Are experiencing
are not
singleness.
Genuinely married.
Yes.
And therefore, are very single.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what the reason for going over all this at this point in the very beginning is to just get an idea of the diversity of ideas and experiences we have with singleness. And so it's not just one experience, it's not just one form, it's just a wide diversity. And we need to keep that in mind as we continue on in discussions for today, and also for the rest of the week when we have discussions around singleness, we need to remember that it's so diverse that we can't just say one thing about singleness. It's just too complicated and too complex. Okay.
Sherry, did you already say people who are in a relationship, but they are, you know, legally or even in terms of where they live,
yeah,
or single, but
yeah,
they're in some kind of a relationship.
A primary relationship in which they may consider themselves coupled and therefore not available to be in a primary relationship with someone else.
Even though they may
or
live
choosing
apart.
Not
even
not
though
be.
They may live apart, yes.
Or
choosing
not
to be in a primary. Not everyone will choose to be in any kind of a primary relationship, and that is part of the experience of singleness. But there's also, as a continuum, there are some who choose to be a part of a primary relationship that's not necessarily one that's recognized by others as a couple relationship, and therefore there's some confusion about this whole issue of singleness.
I think that's true. For example, if an aunt of mine widowed and in her 70s, and she and a man choose to do things together all the time and are a couple, but they don't want to marry, they don't live together, but because of loneliness, they are always together and seen as a couple. They're not going to take probably any further than that. Fill those needs and don't.
Yeah, that's a good example. So that there is probably of folks who are in those kinds of situations at times consider themselves to be single and at other times have more of the characteristics that we might see in a couple relationship. So it gets really complex. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the kinds of words that we think of when we see this word intimacy.
Just say those out too.
Sharing.
Sharing.
Loving.
Loving. What else?
Touching.
Touching.
Mm-hmm. Truthful.
Truthful.
Closeness.
Emotions. Trust and truthful, the same thing?
Emotion. Well,
sensual.
I don't think it's quite the same, but what was that? Wait.
Was trust and truthful the same thing?
Let's put trust up here. Okay, now what was the next one?
Openness.
Sexual. Okay, openness. What else?
Communication.
Communication.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability. Okay. Anything else?
Respect.
Respect.
Longing.
Okay. What was that?
Longing.
Longing.
As in longing for.
Fulfilling.
Okay. Fulfilling.
Maybe even forgiving.
Forgiving?
Not just giving.
Giving?
Companionship or togetherness?
Companionship. I would say and togetherness is another word. What else? What are some of the characteristics that are important if there is to be intimacy?
That you like that person.
Acceptance. Acceptance.
Appreciation.
Time.
Let's say liking person.
Commitment.
Appreciation. Wait a minute, I can't get them all up here. What came after appreciation?
Commitment.
Commitment. Then what?
Friendship.
Friendship. Then what? Anything
time
else?
Together.
Time together. Okay. Anything else?
Talking.
Talking.
And listening.
Is authenticity the same as honesty?
Not necessarily. I think that's a good word. Authenticity?
Strength.
Do we have honesty up there?
No, honesty would be.
Well, honesty might be a good word too. What was the other one?
Strength.
Strength? Okay. Anything else?
These are all positive, but there could be demanding.
Demanding?
Risk?
Okay. Stifling.
Risk?
Stifling.
What was that?
Stifling?
Some intimacy.
Yeah, we've been putting
just dominating.
Did I hear dominating?
Yeah, often you experience manipulation.
Seduction.
Seduction. Marketed under the word intimacy.
Manipulation.
Exploitation.
Exploitation.
Really good.
Yeah.
Clutching.
Clutching.
Clinging vines.
Oh.
though this word intimacy was conjuring up all kinds of wonderful close images, and then, and all we needed was one person to say, wait a minute. And here we go, rolling on with the list.
Power of suggestion.
Power of suggestion, but it's also real that when we have closeness, we also have all kinds of stuff that comes up that we struggle with. So it's important to know that intimacy does not mean wonderful and
prince
always.
And
what?
Prince and princess.
Princess, yeah, right. Happily ever after, you know, that's not necessarily what intimacy is all about. Intimacy basically is knowing and being known. And that includes all these wonderful things that you've put up here on the board. Yes?
How about patience also?
Patience, yeah, let's put that one up there.
We're all at different levels sometimes in relationships where one wants to be more intimate than the other and then the other way around.
Yeah, that brings up that whole dynamic of intimacy and distance. Closeness and distance.
You may have it, but sincerity is another way of putting it.
Sincerity? Okay.
Growth?
Okay.
Growth?
Okay, so all of us in our lives need intimacy at some level. I mean, that's part of the human condition. But for each of us, it may be a little different. Our needs may be different. That's where some of the problems come in when we try to develop closeness and distance comfort levels with other people in our lives. And as single people, regardless of how we define that, we are still in need of intimacy and we are still looking for ways to live that out. That brings us to the third word that we've used for today, and that's community. And I'd like to get some words up there for community before we go any further with the discussion. What do you think of when you think of community? What words come
people
to mind? People.
And okay. Sharing.
Sharing.
Volunteering.
Volunteering.
Closeness.
Closeness.
Activities.
Activities.
There were a couple that were mentioned that you didn't get, Sherry.
Oh.
Family, and what was the other?
Family? Okay. What else? What else didn't I get?
Caring.
Caring? Okay.
A common memory and a common hope.
Common memory? Common hope.
Commitment.
Commitment.
Experiences to challenge you to grow.
Experiences to challenge. What else?
Connectedness.
Connectedness.
Or even interconnectedness.
Okay.
Different ideas.
Different ideas. Okay.
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Support.
Support.
Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Rejection.
Rejection.
We gotta start the flow of stifling,
get them all
demanding, rude, bigoted. What was that over here? Ignorance? Is that
bigoted?
What was that?
Bigoted.
Okay.
Rude. Egotism.
Egotism.
Intellectualism.
Racism? I heard that one. Intellectualism?
Religious.
Religious.
Boundaries of exclusive.
Boundaries.
How about cliques?
Cliques.
Somebody mentioned inclusiveness.
Exclusive.
Unity.
Economics.
Support.
Diet.
I think we have that one up there.
Sharing.
Sharing. Do we have that one up there?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got that one too.
Roles.
Responsibility.
Accountability.
Anything else?
Integrity.
Do we have belonging up there?
No, but I'll put it up. Belonging.
Fun.
I'm glad somebody mentioned that.
It's getting a little heavier.
Looks like a pretty good list. Is there one last one?
Somebody mentioned fellowship.
Fellowship. Okay.
Communication. Identity.
Okay. Communication and identity. Okay, we've got a lot of words up there that describe singleness, intimacy, and community. How many of you in the room would describe yourself at this moment in time as single? Just put up your hand. Okay. How many in this room would describe yourselves as not single right now? So we have mostly singles in the room. And that's really important to have a mixture. We don't have a whole lot of folks who are not single here, but it's real important for the dialogue to get an idea from a number of different perspectives. How many of you in this room would say that you have sometimes barriers to intimacy in your lives? Okay. How many in this room, in terms of community, would say you've found places in your lives to be in community? Okay, great. What I'd like to do for about 5 or 6 minutes is to ask each of you to find another person in the room. Actually, I'd like you to do it in groups of three if possible. If there's a number that doesn't allow for that, then make it a group of four rather than just a twosome. And do this really quickly. Find a group of three or four. I'd like you to look at, share with one another your barriers to intimacy, just a couple of things that are barriers to intimacy in your lives, and your experience of community, where you find community in your lives. We'll take 5 or 6 minutes to do that and then come back together as a whole group and share some of the highlights from those discussions. And then I've got something else planned that I'd like to share with you to do the rest of the session for today. Okay, so real quickly, find three or four. What I'd like you to do is just share a highlight of your discussion. First, from the perspective of barriers to intimacy, and if each group can share one sentence. So anybody in that group, I didn't assign anybody to be a reporter or anything. I'd just like you to, and if a group doesn't want to share, that's okay too.
But I don't want to spend a lot of time in reporting back right now, because you've had a little bit of time to talk with one another. So just throw out some words. What are your, or sentences. What are your barriers to intimacy?
Fear.
Fear
of rejection.
Fear of rejection, okay. Vulnerability.
Fear of hurt.
Fear of hurt. Fear of what?
Commitment.
Commitment, okay.
Lack of trust.
Fear of loss.
Lack of
fear of loss.
Lack of availability of people in your age.
Lack of availability of people in your age category.
Time.
Any other barriers that seem to be common?
Resentments.
Inability to listen.
Inability to listen.
Economics.
Okay, that's...
It's very important.
Yeah, that's a realistic one. Okay, so you found some commonalities, right, in your groupings of some of the barriers. It sounds like you really did do that. Yes.
In our society, it's very difficult for a male who's trained as a boy, you know, not to show weakness and everything, to actually come to a, as a man, to intimacy shows vulnerability.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That, and there are other things that are barriers for women that aren't necessarily the same barriers that there are for men. Okay. Did you get to move on to community and where you find community? How many of your groups got to move on to community? Okay. But you can at least share some of what you came up with. Share some of the ways you find community.
Well, church, work on our spiritual intimacies.
Church? Where else?
Singles groups?
Rural communities where a town becomes, has many offerings for community because that town is closer than those of us that live in big cities.
Yes. Okay.
Service, community service?
And at your
no,
work.
Not so much as that. Is that when you have a smaller population, people know each other. So you might be part of a volunteer fire department for many years,
or
you
might
be in your neighborhood.
Neighborhood, okay.
Somebody over here said we all appreciate.
Well, I just mentioned at your work.
At work.
Yeah. As a single person, you can contribute to your work.
Okay, and so sometimes the sense of community develops there. And over here we had a comment?
Appreciation of community. We liked it.
Okay, in your group you decided that you liked, and did you come with some common understandings of how you found community or where you found
it? Revival groups and church groups and services.
Okay.
Community theater.
Maybe just through interest groups, and you have a certain interest in things, whether it's photography or I like storytelling.
Okay. Interest groups. Okay.
A bus during a snowstorm.
A bus during a snowstorm. Okay.
I'm serious.
Volunteering. Okay, sure. There's a sense of community there. Okay.
Volunteering.
Clubs. Okay. So it sounds like all of you have found some place to find a sense of community. Moving back to the intimacy piece, some of those barriers that you've identified, do those barriers also come into play when you're in your spaces where you're trying to find community?
No.
I hear a no. Are there any yeses? Yes. Okay. So we've got some differing experiences here of whether those barriers enter into that experience of community.
Well, availability would certainly be appropriate for the church because we have many more women than we have men.
That's true.
Okay.
In single, you might have a lot of older ladies or different level, but we are very low in terms of men.
Okay.
I think the reason that I said yes was because I said in my community I get a lot of positive feedback, and sometimes in my intimacies with women I take offense very easily.
Okay, so
I make things more personal where I can kind of blow things off in the community, and it's no big deal. I'm still okay.
Okay. So the closer one gets in the relationships, correct me if I'm not, if I'm misunderstanding. The closer one gets, the more vulnerable one feels, the more the fear develops. So that if the community is seen as a supportive grouping, but you don't have to get real close to any particular people, it's not necessarily seen as threatening or as fear-producing. Is that?
Yeah, but your community, to me, a lot of the things that I experience in the community, there's a shallowness or a depthness to it and how much investment you have in that. And you can't quite equate community and what most of us think of as animus.
No, you're right. That's why we separated them here. They're not the same. Intimacy and community are not the same.
Okay.
So I guess what I'm saying is that are the barriers that we have in our interactions with others when we want to develop some of the experiences that we've talked about here in the words that we've used under intimacy. When we're trying to experience that intimacy, the closer we try to become, the more fearful perhaps we become. In community, we can choose the depth, perhaps, that we want to go, and perhaps even in community we may experience some of those barriers, depending on the depth that we're wanting to go. Okay, what I'd like to share with you is a gift, in a sense, that we may be working with in other sessions during this week. It stands alone. If you don't come back to any of the other sessions, it will be an important experience just for now. It's a guided imagery experience, and what I'd like you to do is kind of turn your chairs back around wherever you are. Get into a comfortable position. This guided imagery experience is designed to help us as individuals, as persons who need to experience intimacy, and also have a sense of community and a sense of support. But what the real purpose of it is to help us feel good about ourselves, so that no matter how we are trying to develop intimacy in our lives or how we are trying to develop a sense of community in our lives, we at least have the gift of ourselves to begin with, the gift of self-esteem, and that we can use all the resources that we've already got to move out and take some of those risks in intimacy and in community. And what I'm going to do is start some music, and the music is sort of relaxing. How many of you, I assume that many of you have already experienced guided imagery, meditative kinds of things, right? So that this is just a very relaxing kind of experience for those of you who may not have done this before. As soon as the music starts, I will see. I want you to know whether you can hear my voice over the music. So before I... Can you hear my voice over the music? Yes, you can hear the music, all right. To get into as relaxed a position as possible, and I'm going to do that too. And if you need to kick your shoes off or whatever, move around and just get as comfortable as you can. You're going to be in this position about 15 minutes, so make sure you're comfortable. this will be the closing for today. Take a deep breath and let it out. And do that a couple of times. And while you're breathing, pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to following that breath through your body. You can even imagine that that breath is a particular color if you want to, and imagine it going throughout your body. And pay attention when it hits places that may feel a little tight. And just smile at those tight places. Maybe move a little bit to get rid of that tightness for the moment. And then just relax. And give yourselves a message of appreciation for who you are and whose you are. As God's children, and precious and special, with all kinds of resources, like our senses, the ability to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to smell, the ability to move, to speak, to share our inner thoughts and feelings, and especially our ability to choose. This morning, we're going to create some additional tools to help us use those resources perhaps in more effective ways. And this set of tools is called a self-esteem maintenance kit. And there are 5 tools in this kit. And I invite you each to create your own in your imagination and to spend some time in the creation of each of those 5 tools as I describe them. The first tool in our self-esteem maintenance kit is our detective's hat. I invite you to make your detective's hat whatever shape or size you like. Pay attention to its texture and its color. Spend some time studying it. Make it just the way you want it. Our detective's hat is a reminder to us that when we don't understand things, when we need more information, it's okay to ask questions, to look for clues. And as you now put your detective's hat on your head in your imagination, remember to remove your judge's hat first. Our detective's hat can be used in almost any situation, and if we ask enough questions and gather enough information, we may even find we don't need to put our judge's hat back on. And so you can leave that hat on your head while we create the next 4 items in the kit. And the second item is a medallion that in our imaginations we can wear around our necks. Create the medallion out of whatever material appeals to you. Pay attention to its shape and size and texture. And on one side of the medallion, in very large letters, in whatever kind of material you would like,
the word yes. And underneath the word yes, in much smaller letters, thank you for noticing, asking, inviting. What you ask of me right now fits for me, and so the answer is yes. And on the other side of the medallion, in very large letters, in whatever material you would like, the word no. And underneath, in much smaller letters, thank you for noticing, asking, inviting. What you ask of me right now does not fit, and so the answer is no. Our medallion helps us to set boundaries, to maintain our integrity, helps us to remember that our yeses and nos are equally important, that we don't have to say yes when we really want to say no, and that we don't have to say no when we really want to say yes. Our medallion is there to remind us that we have choices. We move on to the third item or tool in our kit, the courage or wishing stick. You can create your stick in whatever shape or size you'd like. It can be made out of whatever material you would like. Mine looks like a shepherd's staff. Our courage stick is a reminder to us that even when we're fearful, even when we're not sure of ourselves, that courage stick can be there to help us to get the courage we need to take a step that we're not quite sure we can do. We may be afraid. Or we may use that courage stick to help us to stand still. If our medallion says, no, we are not ready yet to take that step. Part of the courage and wishing stick, however, is the reminder that we do have innermost wishes and that we can express those wishes. Our wishing stick can help us to give expression and voice to some of those wishes that we may have felt we didn't dare express. And somewhere on your courage and wishing stick, you may want to put your initials to make sure it's your very own. And you can put your courage stick aside for a moment while we create the fourth item in our kit, the golden key. It can be whatever color you want it to be, but we'll call it a golden key for now, just as a reminder of how precious it really is. Pay attention to its size and shape. Spend some time holding it in your hand, in your imagination. The golden key is a reminder to us that even doors that appear to be locked to us may be able to be opened. Our key can help us to open doors that previously seemed closed to us. It could be new ways of looking at things. It could be new opportunities, new possibilities. But our key helps us to open some of those doors that used to appear locked or closed to us. And remember that
Even when we open those doors, we can always choose to close them again. We don't have to continue with whatever we find inside those doors. We always have choices. And you can keep your key in your hand if you like, or put it aside for the moment. Well, we create the last item in our self-esteem maintenance kit. This one perhaps is the most important, because this last item may help us to use all the rest of the tools in our kit. It can help us make decisions about how we will use them and when we will use them. The last item is called our wisdom box. All of us already have a wisdom box deep inside of us, but we can create an image that will remind us that it's there. Pay attention to the texture, the material that you use to create your box, the shape, whether it has a lid or not, whether it's open or closed. Our wisdom box is our reminder to be quiet and listen to that wisdom that comes from within. It's a reminder of our connectedness to our Creator. It's a reminder to take time to meditate and to pray if that fits into our beliefs and values. Or a reminder just to quiet ourselves and listen to that wisdom that can come from within. And now that we have our detective's hat to help us ask questions and look for clues, find out new information, our medallion to help us be clear about our yeses and nos and help us keep our integrity, our courage and wishing stick to help us do what we need to do even when we fear, our golden key to help us find those new possibilities and opportunities, and especially our wisdom box to help us to know when and where to use all of these things. Another reminder of all of the resources we already have, our senses, our ability to see, touch, taste, smell, hear, our abilities to think and feel and express those thoughts and feelings, our ability to speak, to move and to choose. Give yourselves another message of appreciation for yourselves. Pay attention now to the groundedness that comes from the earth as the energies move up through your feet and legs into your torso, from where logic and reason come, and pay attention to the energies that come from the heavens, where intuition, imagination, creativity, color, all of those energies, feel them now coming through your face, through your limbs, and into your torso. And then all the energies that come and go through our interconnectedness with each other. The energies that come from those relationships that are important and special in our lives.
from the communities that we come from and go to. And just take a moment to feel those energies, and if you wish, in your hearts, to name some folks you would like to send those energies to. And as you again start to pay attention to your breathing, and in your own time, come back to this place, be aware of being seated in your chair, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes and let whatever sounds come out that needs to come out. Move and stretch in whatever way you need to in your own time. Like to share or need to share before we close the session for today? Anything that emerged for you out of that experience?
Well, the heavens were presented to me in abundance Saturday night. And that's okay. All I'm going to say.
Okay.
If you want to find out, go on your own spiritual wilderness hike up.
Commercial. Great. Anything else that any of you want to say right now? Some of you may want to just be quiet and sit for a few minutes. Anything else?
We forgot one thing on intimacy. Hugging.
Hugging. Aww. I'll put it up.
Aww.